All right, this is Parak Dalet in Hilvos Bias HaMikdash. In the Parak Gimel, we discussed the various categories of Tumah, prohibitions of the person who's Tame entering and being inside the temple. Now, in this Parak, the Rambam is going to go into punishment if someone who's Tame does a Boda, and a lot of various cases and scenarios of the status of someone who's Tame. So he says in Malacha Aleph, Tame Sh'abba Mikdash Chila Abod also. So, if someone who's Tamei does service inside the temple, so not only is the work that he did, let's say the korban, no good, but he's also obligated or chayev in divine capital punishment. Even if at the end of the day he didn't wait there for any period of time. So we see from the Torah that a person, there's a warning that a person cannot do a voda while he's tummy. Again, it says over there that, of course, it's talking about the nazir, but he's going to die because he profaned the machil amur sham chai b'shamayim. So over there, the profaning results in divine capital punishment. Afkan b'sibdei shamayim. So to over here, death by God, from God. The chol lat shechem le b'sibdei shamayim, look at love. Now, anytime there is a prohibition that you violate, resulting punishment is divine capital punishment, you also get malchus. So you get something physical. So even though, technically speaking, if someone does service in the temple at the tame, so then they're supposed to be taking the bezin to get malchus. Interesting enough, the kohanim were there, catch someone trying to do a vote in the mikdash tame, they don't bring him to court. Rather, they take him out to the temple, close in his mocho, and he bashes his head over to expose his brains. And they're not rebuked for this, meaning it's perfectly okay for them to act in this sort of vigilante justice way for a person who brings tummy. They see why, so to speak, they're sort of justified, because bringing tummy to mikdash presents a lot of serious problems. Now, how is it possible for a Kohen? He said, Allah, he didn't have time to wait. What does that mean? How is it possible to do a voda, but not have enough time to wait, meaning you'd avoid kares, but you would get divine capital punishment? What does that mean? Go. So here's the case. Now, let's say someone became tame while they're inside the basement of the sharia, the yatsa b'ktsara, and he takes the shortest way out, uvitsiyaso, but as he was leaving, let's say he had like a little cup in his hand, the hafachbo, iver alahish of his be'ach. What did he do? As he was running out, he basically turned one of the limbs over that was on the fire on the Mizbeah, the Kirev Srefaso, and what did he do as a result? Because he kind of jostled the thing around and made it burn faster, Shekol Kirevoda Arei Kavoda. Because anytime you go ahead and, contribute or add to temple service, it's like he did the service itself. So that's an example of where he didn't wait. He was trying to get out as quickly as possible. And as he's running out, he kind of takes that instrument and brushes over the meat. In doing so, he now caused the voter to take place. Another case. Let's say someone went ahead, Tame went to the mikdash, and he went ahead and did the avoda of the mikdash prior to the end of the day. I would also love the work that he does as possible. The chayim to shemayim, it's chayim capital punishment from God. We see this is a warning for someone who went to the mikvah but then did avoda prior to the day. But let's say the situation was where someone's atonement had to be complete, Shabbat, it goes ahead and does avoda. Even though technically speaking, the avoda he does is muscle and he's basically profaned the avoda, nonetheless, he'd be patur from Yomish. Now, do we know in that case that his avoda is muscle? Shemar, v'chiper aleha hakoin v'tahira. Right, so what does it mean? That it's before his status of being tahor is complete. This applies to all situations where the atonement process has not been completed in the korban. Okay, next. Kohen she'avad, let's say a kohen does avoda, the achravach no dashi tame. And afterwards, we find out afterwards that he was tame. So again, he did the avoda. And then afterwards, we find out that he was tame. Imhi toma yudua. Let's say we know the source of the toma. Kol korbanos shehikre b'sulin. Now we have a problem. If it turns out we know the source of Tumah, every korban that he was involved in becomes pasul, drevodaso, chula. And now basically his work is considered defiled. Maybe Tumah satzahom, hatzitz maratze. Now, let's say it is a Tumah that is, what do you call it, that is sourced in the depths. So that as soon that sits, the forehead, the tzitz that was worn by the Kohen Gadol, maratze, basically comes about to alleviate the situation. There's a very, very famous idea of the tzitz maratze, that tzitz, that plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his head, and Shem Hashem on it, that had a certain power to fix situations. The Chol Korbanos Shehekriv Nirtzu, and therefore all the Korbanos he brought are considered accepted. I feel no do lo shehu tamei kodem shechik adam lizarah kurtza. Let's say he didn't know he was tamei prior to doing zrika to the final most important part of the korban, to sprinkling the blood of his be'ah, and he does that kurtza. It's still accepted. Why shat sits the rats out to must home? Because it sits helps to, what do you call it, take care of a situation where the tumah is from the depths. Afi shehu mezid, even though he did it on purpose, for our benefit, tumah satom in the zeros. And this idea of the tumah satom was already explained in Hilchos and Zeros. Lachazayim, the chay that sits maratze, al tumah dvarim hakraven. So too, the sits that gold plate worn by the Kohen Gadol also helps out, brings complete kapara, complete atonement onto tumah that comes from the sacrifices, the korbanos themselves being tamed. Shneimar ba'yal meitzah Aron, the nasar Aron is avon hakodeshim. Aleinu maratze al tumas anechal, but does not, however, bring any assistance or alleviation to someone who eats that which is tamed. Lo al tumas adam, nor on tumah that comes to a person. Shenitma b'tumah yatuba, that went ahead and became tamed from a clear source. Unless it was tumah that went ahead and was superseded by something from the tzibor, and in that case the tzitz would be able to alleviate that situation. Now for the tzitz to bring about this achievement and accomplishment of these faulty korbanos, it only works when it's actually on his forehead. It's not because it's on the ground. It's on his forehead. Any korban that does not have a specific set time, that korban does not push aside the halacha of Shabbos, nor does it push aside the halacha of Tumah. Because if you don't bring the korban today, you can mark the korban tomorrow, or the next day. But let's say a korban has a fixed time. It's on a schedule to be brought. Bein korban tzibur, bein korban yachid, whether it's a communal korban or it's a korban of individual. Dochas a Shabbos, it does push away the halachas of Shabbos. The dochas a tumah, and also pushes aside the halachas of tumah. The local tumah sudocha, el tumah sameis abada. But the only state of tumah that it pushes aside is the state of tumah sameis, meaning the tumah that comes about through touching the dead body. So all korbanos tzibur have a fixed time when they're supposed to be brought. That's why all korbanos brought on behalf of the tzibur are always pushed off the Chol Shabbos and always push off the halachas of tumas meis. We'll see what this means soon. Now, any korban that was brought in a state where the person's tamei is not eaten. Rather, what do? Any parts of the korban that are able to be brought or onto the mizbeach, you can bring. Meaning the whole thing isn't necessarily out, but there's certain parts. Bashar roi lachila nisraf, and the rest of it that normally would be eaten is burnt instead. Kishar kachem shenidmo, like any other status of a korban that is tamek. So again, there are some parts that are still salvageable, but for the most part, that the flesh that's supposed to be eaten is burnt instead on the mizbeach. Alachim beis. Now, what does it mean? Docha satuma. Ketsa docha esatuma. What does that mean? Higias manat also a korban. So let's say the time that the korban is supposed to be brought comes. And let's say the majority of the people of the population responsible for bringing the korban are actually in the state of tamei meis, meaning they all are defined as people who touch dead bodies. Or, let's say the congregation, the group of people were tahor, but the kohanim that are supposed to bring the korban, they're the ones who are tamei meis. Or, let's say both the kahal and the kohanim are tamei. Now you call clay sharks in the mace, but the kiln they have to use in the mikdash are all tamed. So these are the three possible scenarios. What do? I raise a yaseh b'tumah. Nonetheless, you go forward with the korban. So both the people or items that are tamed and the people slash items that are Torah work together. Everything goes into the base of mikdash. However, if someone acquired the status of tumah from some other source, could go on zavim and zavos and nidos yodos. For instance, let's say from a case of a woman menstruating, the tumah sheretz and nevela, or let's say again touching a bug or a dead animal, chiyotz behen lo yisasku lo yikonsul azara. In that case, you cannot move ahead with the korban. You can't bring it to beis mikdash. Valfi should not say b'tumah, even if it's done b'tumah. Them avru b'asu, but let's say they did so, or nechnezul azara, or they went into the azara. Chayav in kares alabiyo misa avoda. So the people, the individuals are chayav kares because they went in, and they're chayav misa because of the work, the service they performed. So nidcheis elatumah meisavad. Like the Rambam saying, this nidche, the pushing off of the halacha, only applies by case of tumas meis and not by any other kind of tumah. Pesach Shabbat Tumah. Let's say the Korban Pesach was brought in a state where someone tame the dachu tame meis, or let's say what do you call it? They came about through tame meis, the nechzul heichal, and then they went into the heichal itself. Sure, they would be putter. Afish lo husur el azara. Even though they're only allowed to go into the outer area, not to the kodesh and kodesh barashem. Kol ve'in ani korbahem el mechutz machanet shachum har el b'turim. Since we never apply the idea of sending them outside the camp itself, therefore they're putter from going in. Now, how you mix this face out, man? Let's say going back to the subsections that work in the temple underneath each watch. Let's say some of them are tame, we saw some tahar, and some of them are tahar. Afi shiruban tame meis, even if the majority of them are tame meis, lo yakribu ela torah. Only the tahar people of that subsection should bring the korban. Now, how you call base off tame meis? Let's say the entire subsection is tame meis. Then a different subsection would step up. Isakol mishmar tamei meis. That's the entire anshe mishmar, the entire section of kohanim set to work on the mikdash are all tamei. Machzion mishmar acheres. You find a different group. Ima you wrote kohanim las shami shalayim is manak kavod tamei and yasu b'tumah. But if most of the kohanim who are now in Yerushalayim are defined as being tamei, then you go ahead and perform the sacrifice in the state of being tamei. Right, so why do we search for a different Kohen who is Tor from a different subsection? Because we know it basically is not an ideal. This idea of doing a voda and serving doing a voda while in the state of Tor is not exactly the right situation. Rather, it stays in a state of being usur and it's pushed aside because of this necessary situation. We only push away the halachic system and its normal workings when there's no other way. That's why we have the tzitz to go ahead and bring about appeasement. But the point is, we use the dechuya because we have to. So if you can find a different coin, that's what you do. Now, how do we know? What's the source that tells us that if there's a situation tumas meis, we push that halacha aside for the sake of the korban tzibar? We see from this Nikuya Shmor from Torah Shrafat. That's only for individuals. We push off Pesach and we create Pesach Sheni if they're tamei. About Tzibor Shayu tamei meis. But if the population as a whole are tamei meis, we don't say they're pushed off. Rather, the tumah is pushed off. Yasu Pesach b'tumah, and they would bring the korban Pesach in the state of being tamei. Within the whole korban, any korban kavul lozman kepesach that has a set time like korban Pesach. That pushes aside the tumah prohibitions. We see this clearly in Tanakh. This big situation where basically there was a large part of people who had not mekadesh themselves, and the Levim, looked over them while they did the Korban Pesach. Because many people from these Shvatim, from the Ephraim and Asher, etc., were not Tor. Right? What does it mean to say that they ate the Korban Pesach? Because what happened? Because of this terrible situation, they made a leap year, okay, to push off the Korban Pesach. They want to push up the Korban Pesach. Because they couldn't do it in that period of time, because the Kohanim were not tahor. But we saw before in Halakha of Kiddush HaKodesh, and Rambam says you can never create a leap year because of a tumah emergency. So there's another challenge that year. Right, so that what did Chizkiyahu do? He made the year a leap year, right? After the 30th of Adar, Shroi Leos was supposed to be Nisan, but really supposed to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he made a late leap year, and he created an other sheni. But the chacham did not agree with him. You cannot make a leap year on the 30th of Adar. It's too late. Because this she'asa shelo kalacha, since all these things were not done appropriately and correctly, that's why it says they, what it called, they ate the korban pesach not like it was commanded to be done. And that's why Chizkiah really begged God for mercy on himself and on the sages, she schema matzah that agreed with them. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Yechizkiyahu, right, and healed the people, what it means is that he accepted the Korban Pesach, even though it was done in the state of Tum. Okay, that ends Perek Dalet, and we'll pick up Perek Hei tomorrow.